Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Gil Hoffman is an Israeli-American. He's a journalist. He's a political correspondent. He serves as a director of Honest Reporting. Gil joins us this morning. Gil, a very good morning to you. How are you?
Wonderful. We're in Israel anticipating some kind of agreement to bring some hostages home little by little, and a lot of mixed feelings about that. It's a very tense time here, to be honest, Howard.
Yeah, I have absolutely no doubt. And a very conflicted time. I can see from our listeners, I know from our own feelings about this, is I don't know what to feel. I feel so many different things. I would love nothing more than to see those hostages returned. We have to do everything we can, but at the same time, the price is such a scary one, isn't it?
Absolutely. We released 1,000 terrorists from prison to bring home one young man, Gilad Shalit, who's now a married, productive member of society. One of them was Yahya Sinwar, who went on to murder 1,200 people in one day, and an equal number since then are also due to him starting this war. Now it's his brother who's negotiating his dead body coming home, and that's what's holding up the deal. It's just so nasty, and any one of the terrorists we're releasing from prison could start another October 7th. It's a heart-wrenching decision. I don't know about you, Howard, but I'm glad I'm not Prime Minister of Israel.
That's absolutely right. That's exactly, you know, I have no idea of the decision that needs to be made here. It's just too much. You know, you can't, and the closer you are to the hostage families, the more real it is. It is very, very difficult. Let's talk about something maybe equally as difficult, is the way in which Hamas's violations have been and are continuing to be reported. The New York Times, BBC, I saw that BBC appointed the head of international or world news, who refuses to call Hamas a terrorist. What is going on?
The entire world seems to be very confused about who's a terrorist and who's not, and why that word can and can't be used. Someone who inflicts terror on a civilian population, as Hamas did on October 7th, if they're not terrorists, no one is. And they have to call a spade, as they say, and they're not. The Prime Minister of England at the time, Rishi Sunak, came to Israel after October 7th, what did the President of Israel, Isaac Herzog, tell him when he asked how he could help? Sunak thought he'd be asking for money or security or weapons or something. No, he said, the way you can help is by having the BBC call the Hamas terrorists. And he promised to take action. He was voted out soon after that. And it's only spiraled out of control since then. And this new BBC boss, who's told staff not to call Hamas terrorists, also chose not to cover the genocide in Sudan. So keep that in mind when you decide that that's your source of news.
It's phenomenal. How do we fight against this? How do we fight against the tsunami of sometimes subtle and sometimes not so subtle positioning and agenda?
With courage. Every person listening to this show is probably on one social media platform or another, and I realize it won't make you popular with your neighbors and your friends if you write the truth on your social media, but you are who you are, and you're an honest person, and you should insist on honest reporting. And if you don't know how to yourself explain why something is right or wrong, please follow Honest Reporting on any social media platform that you're on, and register at honestreporting.com/subscribe to get our emails, and then you'll see day in and day out what's being reported correctly, and share them with your friends around the world so they'll know the real story.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. And that is where we leave it. Gil Hoffman doing very, very important work at Honest Reporting. Gil is an Israeli-American journalist, political correspondent. He serves as the executive director of Honest Reporting.